Springfield's Rock Station, Q102. I have got a guest in the studio, Mark from 4C Sertoma. There's a big whiskey festival coming up. It's called 417 Whiskey Fest, and it's happening at Ozark Finley Farms, right?
That's right, at the old original Ozark Mill down on Finley Farms.
Where is that?
Yeah, so
have I been there? I don't know if I've been there.
You know, it's right next to the Finley River Park, but it's also just kind of downtown Ozark there, right off of Jackson Street, 14 Highway, and 3rd Street.
So that used to be a restaurant back in the day or
you know,
something?
It was the longest running operating mill in Southwest Missouri for many, many years, and it has been completely renovated. And now, yeah, there's the Ozark Mill Restaurant. There's the Garrison down in the lobby, which is the speakeasy with a high-end restaurant as well. Several things on that property.
I feel like that's very fancy. I feel like I need to go there sometime.
It's pretty swanky.
All right, so we've got this whiskey fest going on. So what would you tell somebody who doesn't love whiskey to come to Whiskey Fest? Because about the only whiskey I drink is Screwball. And I feel like Screwball is probably, while very tasty and does the trick, might be something considered not fancy whiskey.
You're not completely wrong. So there's all kinds of whiskey at a whiskey festival, and that's one of the great things. So we do have partners that have flavored whiskeys to sample. The event itself is geared towards kind of the connoisseur, some awesome bourbons, rye, scotch, things like that from all around the world. The really cool thing about this event is it's kind of a legacy event. So, you know, 417 Magazine started this thing way back in the day.
Okay.
So this will actually be the 10th annual, or the Batch 10 417 Whiskey Festival. What a lot of people don't know, though, is that Sertoma went into negotiations with the magazine a few years back to acquire this event. So this is actually a Sertoma event now. 100% of the profits and proceeds go to charity for Christian County. So that's huge. That's the big thing. So this is our second time around doing it. The first time last year was a huge success.
Yeah.
So really celebrating it this year. This time we have the entire venue at the Ozark Mill in Finley Farms. So we're able to up our capacity. Still very limited numbers. But now we not only have the VIP entry that, by the way, includes quite a bit more than last time. We now have our fashionably late entry. So that's 7 to 9 p.m. is a more entry-level package. Still get that collector Glen Kern that you get to keep with you from the night.
What?
It's a Glen Kern.
What's a Glen Kern?
Yeah. So a lot of people know about whiskey snifters and basically whiskey tasting-specific glasses. A Glen Kern is the standard for tasting high-end whiskey products. You need to keep that as a collector.
Everything's so fancy.
Yeah.
So where are the people who bring the whiskey? Where are they? Are they traveling? Are they more local? Are they more regional?
From all over the world. So we have distribution partners, distillery partners from all over the world, some of the best scotch, some of the best bourbons you've ever had. We also have small batch session partners that are bringing barrel releases that the world hasn't seen yet. So they will be released at the event, and you can sign up to go to those as well. So some awesome stuff. All that information you can find out more about, and our club as well, at 4csertoma.com.
Okay.
The number for the letter C, sertoma.com. There's also 4cwhiskeyoutthere.com. A lot of social stuff passing around, but there's a ton of information out there for all the different things that are happening. I can hint it at, you know, we're about 6 weeks out right at this point, so we're still putting all of those announcements together. They'll be coming very soon. But I can tell you the first time around that we did this, we had over 250 unique products to sample from some of the best whiskeys and bourbons you've ever seen. There was also other products, though. So
I was going to say, what if I showed up and I tasted all the whiskey I can taste?
Absolutely.
Could I get a nice cold beer?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is sample beers available as well for part of that package. There's wines, there's rums, there's tequilas. You know, that's one of the really unique things about whiskey is it's one of the foundations of many, many products, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of overlap. Distilleries that produce amazing whiskeys might make a great beer product as well. So they will have some things out there as well.
Right.
The other thing that's really unique this year is we do have a bar. So if you're a VIP, you actually get a couple of complimentary craft cocktails. They can be anything you like.
Oh.
So if you're a Moscow Mule kind of person, or you just want a nice glass of wine. So that's part of the VIP package. You also get one of those small batch sessions, those education seminars or barrel release parties included this time. So it's not you don't have to pay an upcharge as a VIP. We also are including the Ozark Mill Tour, kind of the behind the scenes look at the Ozark Mill.
Oh, that's super cool.
And that will include a very unique allocation pour. So if you're in the whiskey world, you know what allocation means. It means it's a nearly impossible to purchase product. And there will be one of those unique things we'll announce soon that you'll get to sample as you walk through on that tour.
All right. And last question. Yeah. Is it going to be snacks?
So there is so much food.
Okay. I mean,
so whether you're fashionably late 7 o'clock or a VIP at 6:30, or if you decide to be a sponsor at any level, which sponsorships start as low as $500, you have an opportunity to come in as one of our social sponsors and actually purchase a table. So this year around, first time to do this, starting at 5 p.m., there is a four-course meal being prepared by the chefs at Finley Farms.
That's cool.
And this is not an off-the-shelf typical menu. We're working with the Garrison chefs there, as well as the catering chefs, the chefs from the Ozark Mill, to craft a very unique four-course meal. And there's very limited tables left for that. I think we're down to less than 10 of those tables, and they start at tables of four and up. There's some great sponsorship packages that overlap into that, so you can promote yourself, your business, along with that. And of course, this is all for charity. So that's, I mean, that's the big thing.
Yes. And I lied. I got another question.
Yeah.
Because things pop into my head as we go. So how would I dress towards this event?
Oh,
I'm
glad you asked.
Because it seems fancy, but maybe a little bit casual.
There's no formal dress code with this other than the unique thing. And this just kind of happened from word of mouth last time. You know, it just happens to be the 20s right now. We're 2020s. You know, there was this thing called the Roaring 20s.
Yeah.
And then there was Prohibition, and you couldn't drink. So a lot of us, you know, let's celebrate. It's the 20s again, and you know what? It's legal now. So there has been kind of a Roaring 20s, kind of breaking into the 30s theme. So, you know, a lot of the flapper dresses were visible, a lot of the flat caps and things like that, vests and stuff. It was fun. It's not a requirement by any means. No one's going to turn you away for showing up in a sport coat or wearing jeans and boots.
Yeah.
But it's a fun opportunity to dress up and be seen. There are professional photographers on hand and some great opportunities, of course, to get in those people pics in the back of 417 Magazine, all that kind of stuff. This is that kind of event. But the most important thing is this is all for charity.
Yeah.
With it being Christian County Sertoma Club, the four C's, a lot of people don't know, that stands for Christian County's Children's Charities.
Okay.
And we support charities in Christian County pretty exclusively. This is a new thing for us, though. We've actually created our Legacy of Nature program, and we're working very hard to bring these funds, and this event is kind of a celebration party of that, to create a nature center, a Sertoma Nature Center Education Center in Christian County.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we're going all in.
You're working towards a goal.
We're going all in to rival the Springfield Nature Center, and we're actually in negotiations with a piece of land with Parks Department right now. We're excited to announce that soon in 2024. But, yeah, that is the plan. That's where the money's going.
Where can people go to get these tickets?
Yeah.
And if maybe a business is interested in a sponsorship, where can they go?
Absolutely. So 4csertoma.com is where you can get all the information. You can also go to 4cwhiskey.com, depending on how you find that through socials. You know, Big Pixel is doing a ton of social media marketing for us. You'll be able to find these tickets at Big Whiskies. Any of the Big Whiskies around town, you'll be able to walk up to. There'll be a QR code there that you can scan. Whiskey Tango's down in Ozark is a retail partner. They'll be on hand with all kinds of awesome products for people to sample. And same thing, you can walk up and scan the ticket there. We'll have live music at this event with Midwest Family helping to promote all that. Mid-Missouri Bank is our sponsor for that music. And of course, those Glenn Kearns on hand. There's going to be Laser Etch locally here by M&G Signs out of Nexus. So sponsors still open, still opportunities out there for that. And all of these guys are supporting us as a legacy supporters for the Legacy of Nature program to bring a Sertoma Nature Center to Christian County.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Once again, the 417 Whiskey Fest is Saturday, March 2nd. Finley Farms in Ozark. Once again, he just told you where to get all that information. And, you know, Google's a thing. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.